This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasang with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates his stance of not revoking the party committee's decisions and denies carrying out discussions aligning to factions. Health Minister Rides Tripathi urges India to continue COVID-19 vaccine supply. Air condition of Kathmandu Valley still bad. Senior citizens urged to stay indoors. And 32 people killed in train collision in Sohag of Egypt. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated his stance that the decision taken by the CPN-UML Central Committee and Parliamentary Party after its restoration following Supreme Court verdict could not be reverted. Addressing the Parliamentary Party's meeting in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the decision taken by the Central Committee of the party on 12th March and subsequent decisions taken by the Parliamentary Party and Central Committee could not be revoked as demanded by the disgruntled faction led by leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Chalanath Khanal. Chief Whip of the CPN-UML, Bishal Patrai, said the Prime Minister made it clear that now on the discussion or talks would be held in the party aligning it with any particular group. Prime Minister Oli further said the clarifications furnished by the two of the leaders were too negative and not satisfactory. Yesterday's meeting of the CPN-UML Parliamentary Party was also attended by some leaders in Khanal Nepal faction. Talking to media person after the meeting, leader Yogesh Patrai said the party should return in the position as they were before unification with the CPN Maoist Center. However, some leaders, including senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal and Bhim Rawal, were not present in the meeting. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged for using the domestic products to take the country towards industrialization. In his virtual address to My Country, My Product campaign, Prime Minister Oli said his government was cooperating with the industrialists and cooperatives to meet the national aspirations and the country was advancing to that end. Prime Minister Oli expressed the confidence that it would help establish industrial estate, generate employment, increase productions and ensure self-sufficiency in consumer goods. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli said that conducive environment was created in the country's industrial sector after a long gap. He stressed on increasing the domestic products, balancing the import and export in the country. He further urged all to lessen the use of foreign goods and products. Prime Minister Oli claimed that the trade deficit was decreasing in the country. Prime Minister Oli shared that the government was keeping the people's life in first priority. He further ensured the government was managing easy treatment facilities to COVID-19 patients. Nepali Congress leader Nabindra Raj Joshi has passed away on Friday evening. He was 57. He died at 8:24 p.m. on Friday at Norvik International Hospital. Norvik Hospital's Executive Director Rajendra Bahadur Singh said Joshi was suffering from a brain hemorrhage. On 26 February, Joshi was admitted to Bir Hospital after complaining of health problems. The hospital later referred him to Norvik International Hospital. He was elected to the Constituent Assembly in 2008 and 2013 from Kathmandu. In 2017 parliamentary election, he lost to CPN-UML candidate Jeevan Ram Shrestha in Kathmandu. He served as Industry Minister from August 27, 2016 to September 11, 2017 in the Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda government formed as a coalition between Maoist Centre and the Nepali Congress. His final rites will be performed today at Pashupati Aryaghat. Nepal has urged India to continue the anti-COVID-19 vaccine supply to Nepal. Health and Population Minister Vidyut Tripathi called on the Indian authorities, urging them to supply vaccine as per the prior commitments. Minister Tripathi further said the Indian authorities were positive regarding Nepal's request and expressed the confidence that the supply would remain unhindered. He also assured that the vaccination campaign would not be hindered as the ministry was in continuous dialogues with stakeholders. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 156 new coronavirus infection cases and 70 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,600 infected people, more than 272,300 have recovered from the infection. The ministry also reported 4 corona-related deaths yesterday, pushing the total deaths to 3,024. The air quality in Kathmandu Valley, which had deteriorated from Friday morning, has still not improved as haze can be seen covering the capital city. The bad air quality has caused problems like eye irritations and respiratory complications. Meteorologist Raju Pradhananga said the valley's air quality had gone bad due to forest fires in parts of Rashua, Makwanpur, Parsa and Chitwan, and the dust particles that came here from the Thar Desert of India. Meteorologist Pradhananga further said for the air quality improvement in the valley, there must either be rain or sunshine or strong wind. He has also recommended senior citizens and people with respiratory illness not come out of their homes. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. The Department of Food Technology and Quality Control in the period of 8 months conducted sample tests of 881 goods. According to Department Director General Upendra Rai, in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year, mid-July to mid-March, samples of over 2,000 goods were collected in course of conducting market inspection and monitoring. The department said it filed 76 cases against the manufacturing and supply of substandard drinking water. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. At least 32 people have been killed and 165 injured in a train crash in central Egypt. Carriages derailed and overturned when two passenger trains collided near the city of Tata, Sohag province. Emergency brakes were activated on the train in front by unknown individuals, causing the train behind to crash into it, the country's railway authority said. President Abdul Fattah al-Sisi pledged a tough punishment for those responsible. The incident happened about 365 kilometers south of the capital Cairo. One of the trains was traveling between the southern city of Luxor and the Mediterranean port of Alexandria, while the other was traveling between the capital Cairo and the city of Aswan in southern Egypt. More than 70 ambulances were sent to the crash site to take the injured to hospitals. Photos from the scene showed carriages overturned near a channel of water. France has accused the United Kingdom of blackmail over its handling of coronavirus vaccine exports amid continuing tension supply over supply of chains rather. Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian was asked whether the EU had been scammed by sending millions of doses to the UK while its own rollout started. France has called for the EU to implement tougher export controls. Vaccine rollouts have started sluggishly across the bloc, and the EU has blamed pharmaceutical companies, primarily AstraZeneca, for not delivering its promised doses. AstraZeneca has denied that it is failing to honor its contract. The EU is expecting to receive more, about 30 million AstraZeneca doses by the end of March, less than a third of what it was hoping for. The UK's vaccination drive, meanwhile, has so far been more successful than that of EU's 27 member states. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places over the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates his stance of not revoking the party committee's decisions and denies carrying out discussions aligning to factions. Health Minister Rita Tripathi urges India to continue COVID-19 vaccine supply. Air condition of Kathmandu Valley is still bad. Senior citizens urged to stay indoors. And 32 people killed in train collision in Sohag visit. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.